The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 28, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 15th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, "Thus, the great well-wisher of everyone, the Supreme Lord Rishabhdeva, instructed his own sons. Although they were perfectly educated and cultured, he instructed them just to set an example of how a father should instruct his sons before retiring from family life. Sannyasis, who are no longer bound by fruitive activity, and who have taken to devotional service, after all their material desires have been vanquished, also learn by these instructions. Lord Rishabhadeva instructed his 100 sons, of whom the eldest, Bharata, was a very advanced devotee and a follower of Vaishnavas. In order to rule the whole world, the Lord enthroned his eldest son on the royal seat. Thereafter, although still at home, Lord Rishabhadeva lived like a madman, naked and with disheveled hair. Then the Lord took the sacrificial fire within himself, and he left Brahmavarta to tour the whole world."
Evam anusasma atmajan tam anatishthan api lokanu sasanatham mahanubhava. Here the important point is about monarchy. There are different types of government, of which monarchy is the most prominent style, formerly everywhere all over the world. The monarchy was prevalent. Even up to date, some of the countries they are maintaining monarchy, but only in name, actually. The monarch has no power. So, monarchy is good so long the king is as ideal as Bharat Maharaj, Rishabhdev, Maharaj Yudhishthir, Maharaj Parikshit, Lord Ramchandra. That is the perfect type of monarch. We have description of Ram Rajya. We have got the word nowadays, they sometimes use Ram Rajya partly, but without Ram. This is their policy. Where is that Ram? When Lord Ramchandra returned from the forest, his brother Bharat was ruling as a saintly person. But as soon as the eldest brother came back, he entreated that now you sit down on the throne. But he first of all tasted what kind of people in general there are in the Ayodhya. So when he understood that all the citizens, they are strictly following the Varnasram Dharma, then he agreed to accept the throne. So both ways, the king should be ideal, as here it is, Paramahamsa, Mahanubhava. So, and the prajas should be also strictly following Varnasram Dharma. Then this world will be happy. Otherwise, it is not possible. Not one-sided. The king is not good. Dethrone him, kill him. And some rascals and fools, in the name of democracy, they occupy the seat. What many people? The whole thing has to be changed. The prajas and the king. The advantage of democracy is there. By vote, you can elect somebody as president. One has to follow the principle, monarch, one man on the head of the government. It may be a monarch or it may be a president. It doesn't matter. But there must be one chief executive officer on the head. That you cannot avoid. That is essential. Therefore, if you do not have an ideal president or ideal king on the head, and the prajas also, the citizens, they do not follow the Varnasam, then there cannot be any peace. The peace formula is given in the Bhagavad Gita, that Bhuktaram Jagdhapasam Sarvalokamahisaram Sridam Sarvabhutana Gyatya Maam Sarvabhutsa. This is peaceful. People should know that he is ultimately the proprietor. We are claiming the proprietorship of this land. But we are not proprietor actually. Actually, the proprietor is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. He said, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Unfortunately, we are claiming God's property as our own. That means we are thieves. There is a United Nation to formulate peace of the world. But truly speaking, it is an assembly of thieves and rogues. How they can be peace? The people must be trained to know who is the proprietor. If the United Nations immediately accept that this whole planet is the property of God and we are simply sons of God, not only human beings but also the animals, the trees, the plants, there are 8,400,000 different forms of living entities, and Krishna claims, Aham Bija Padapita, I am the seed-giving father, and we, all living entities, we are sons of the Supreme Proprietor. Let us enjoy the father's property without encroaching upon other's self. Isabhasa idam sarvam tena taktena bhunjita madhvida kasasi dhanam. But they will not accept it. They will artificially create some assembly of rogues and thieves and pass resolution for 50 years, but no peace. They want to be united, but flags are increasing daily. We have seen in New York, the flags are increasing. Actually, during Maharaj Parikshit's time, there was one flag, and people were controlled by the Pandava king all over the world, and they were peaceful. During the battle of Kurukshetra, it was a family fight. So all the people of the world, they joined this side or that side. The Bharata version means the, under the name of Bharata Maharaj, is Mahanubhava, is not ordinary person. Bharatam Param Bhagavatam. Bhagavad-jana Parayana. Bhagavad-jana. He is the follower of devotees. Bhagavad-jana. Bhagavad-jana and Hari-jana, the same thing. Hari means Bhagavan. And here it is stated, Bhagavad-jana. And Hari-jana, the same thing. But nowadays, Hari-jana means if somebody comes and presents himself as Harijana, immediately we understand he must be a chamar and bhangi. So this is the position. Harijan means persons like Narada, Vyasa, Asita, like that, the personal servant of Krishna by rubber stamp, Harijana. In Bengali it is said, Kana chele naam poddolocho. One son is blind and the father has given the name lotus eye. That you can do out of affection. A blind child you can call lotus eye, that is your business. But lotus eye means something else. Very beautiful eyes, then you can say, lotus eye. This is going on. I want some political ends, so I stand the chamars and bhangis as Harijan. That you can call for your political purpose. But Harijan does not mean that. Here it is, a example of Harijan. Param Bhagavatam. Param Bhagavatam means the highest stage of devotees. Kanishtadhikari, Madhyamadhikari, and then Uttamadhikari. He is Param Bhava. He has no enemy. Kanishtadhikari, he worships the deity, but he does not know how to do good to others. Neither he knows who is devote. In the Kanishtadhikari, in the lower stage of devotional service, one cannot distinguish, but he should be engaged fully in deity worship so that gradually he develop his Mahabhagavata stage. And Madhyamadhikari means he knows how to make others Harijan, devote. Ishare tadadhineshu varisheshu dishasucha prema maitri kripa upekha jakarati samadha. He not only worships the deity wholeheartedly, that is prema, ishare prema, but beyond that, tadadhineshu, he knows how to respect the devotee. Tadadhineshu, Ishara adhineshu, that means other devotees, then he becomes Madhyamadhikari. If he simply takes care of the deity worship, and if he does not offer respectful behavior to another devotee, he is Kanishtadhikari. He is in the lower stage. So Ishara tadadhineshu, he must see that here is a devotee. He must have power to see that here is a devotee. So how to deal with devotee? Maitri, to make friends with him. Ishare prem, and to the devotee, friends, not with others' friends. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, when he was asked by a grihastha devotee, how to behave like a Vaishnava. What is the behavior of a Vaishnava? He immediately answers that the standard Vaishnavism is asasanga tyagi Vaishnavasa. He must give up the company of asat, non-devotees. asatoma sadgama. Don't associate with non-devotees. If you want to make progress, don't associate. Associate does not mean to talk with a non-devotee is association. No. That we have to do as a gentleman, as devotee, with them. But not intimately. Associate means dadati pratiginnasi bhumti bhujayati saiva ujjam akhati pichyati. These are intimate relationship. Dealing, giving something to your friend, accepting something from your friend, feeding your friend, accept food from him, and disclose your mind to your friend and understand his mind. Sarabhidha priti lakshana. So, with devotee we should deal in six ways. Sarabhidha priti. Ishare prema tadvineshu maitri. This is friendly behavior. And kripa, Bali says, those who are innocent, does not know what is God or what is our relationship with Him, but they are not atheists. They do not know. To such persons, kripa, daya, ishare tadadhineshu varishishu. And there is a class, bishop, surat bishop. Simply atheist, as soon as they hear the name of God, Krishna, they become angry. Just like Hiranyakashipu. Innocent child, 5 years old, Prahlad Maharaj, because he learned from Narad Muni, even from the womb of his mother, how to become a devotee, and from the birth he was a devotee, and his father did not like Hiranyakashipu. Not only did not like, he was prepared to kill his child in so many ways. That is atheism. Atheists are so much averse, Surat Vishnu. They are envious. So to such person, the Madhyamadhikari cannot preach because it is useless waste of time. If one is innocent, but not envious, we can preach there. That will be fruitful. If you go to an atheist and you go on speaking, he will never accept it. See, don't waste your time in that. That is nāmāpura. But because we have not so much power that we can convert an atheist to become theist, a devotee of God, that requires special power. So, Mahābhāgata means he is above the Madhyamadhikāri. He does not see anyone non-devotee. He sees everyone devotee. He sees all living entities existing in Krishna, and he sees Krishna is living within the heart of everyone. That is Mahābhāgata. What is that verse? Sadvast, mai pasyati, yomam. He is Mahābhāgata. He is Mahābhāgata. He is broad vision, everything. Maya tadamidam sadvam. In everything, he sees Krishna. Krishna's hand. Krishna's energy. Actually, that is the fact. What is this microphone? This is also Krishna. Because, what is this? This is made of this material, gross matter. Bhumi-rapa-nalo-vāyu-khaṅga-mano-buddhi. The bhumi, from earth, the iron comes, the aluminium comes, the wood comes. So this is combination of bhumi-rapa-nalo-vāyu, Krishna's energy. Therefore it is Krishna. Shakti, Shakti-mato-aveda. There is no difference between Shakti and Shakti-mato. Shakti-mato is Krishna. And Shakti the manifestation of his energy, gross energy. Prakriti me bhinna astu. Bhinna, just like I am speaking, this is recorded in the tape recorder, but when replay, you'll find that I am speaking, but I am not there. Bhinna prakriti astu. This is bhinna. Originally coming from Krishna, but it is an energy where you cannot find Krishna directly. But it is Krishna's energy. The Mahabharata knows that. That although this material world is a world of forgetfulness of Krishna, material world means when you forget Krishna. Here you'll find 7% people have forgotten Krishna. They do not care to know Krishna, neither they have got any relationship with Krishna. Therefore it is material world. Here, the nature is how to forget Krishna. There is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ishavapatisya, Vipadjaya Smriti. That is called Maya. Maya means Vipadjaya Smriti. Everything is in relationship with God. But he, the rascal atheist, he will say, Jagadahu Anishwaram. There is no Ishwara. This is material. This is material world. Forgetfulness. Vipadjaya Smriti. So, the devotee's business is how to enlighten him to come to the point of Krishna consciousness. Real smriti. So this is Krishna consciousness movement means it is an endeavor to bring the rascals and fools and atheists to the platform of Krishna consciousness. The most important welfare activities in the human society. So that Bharat Maharaj was therefore, he had the power, to control how to bring the citizen to Krishna consciousness. Therefore he was selected to become the king, not a rascal by vote and come to the, become president and he become happy. That is impossible. Thank you.